The sun's setting in New York City, and I'm taking a stroll through Gramercy Park, tucked away from the hustle and bustle of the city by a fence and a border of trees. Beyond that border, the grass, seriously, feels greener. Even the air seems fresher. Everything here is lush, from vibrant lawn shaped by perfectly manicured hedges to a canopy of trees, some of them dotted with pink and yellow flower petals. I mean, even the green park benches feel alive. It's not something you see every day, even if you live in New York. That's because Gramercy Park is the only private park in Manhattan. And I'm here thanks to Gramercy Park Hotel, an unassuming 14-story building that overlooks the park's north side and allows guests to roam this urban oasis. But when I walk through the hotel entrance, what I see is anything but unassuming. The lobby is a gallery of colors, shapes, and textures. From a ceiling made of the wood that's used to ship painters' canvases, to an eclectic mix of paintings and sculptures mounted on every wall, to custom-made furniture, all of them one-of-a-kind pieces of art. Even the emblem of the hotel, spelling out GPH, looks like it was carved from a tree. But before I can take it all in, I'm drawn deeper into the hotel by the sound of a swinging trumpet. I turn the corner into the hotel's historic Rose Bar and see a crowd gather around a jazz band that plays here every Tuesday and Thursday night. And they're on fire. I feel like I've just been snapped awake by the power of art and music and every bit of creative energy New York has to offer. And I haven't even checked in yet. This is Behind the Design, a podcast where we take you behind the scenes to explore the stories behind the world's most fascinating hotels. I'm Minky Kim, design director for Marriott Bonvoy Traveler. And today, I'm learning about the transformation of New York's Gramercy Park Hotel with Danielle Choi.
I'm director of sales and marketing at Gramercy Park Hotel.
Danielle has an intimate knowledge of the hotel's art collection, which was brought into the hotel after it was totally redesigned and renovated in 2006. We're used to thinking about hotels as being all about the amenities and services they can offer, but Danielle showed me how the Gramercy Park Hotel channels the artistic personality of this historic spot in Lower Manhattan and makes art essential to the experience. Remember those hotel initials I was talking about earlier? The ones that looked like they were carved from a tree? Well, it turns out they came from a typeface that was made from clay, one letter at a time, by Julian Schnabel.
In case you're wondering who Julian Schnabel is, he's one of the most famous and infamous artists based out of New York, a very celebrated one at that. And he was primarily a sculptor and painter who ended up designing this hotel and later on forayed into film directing for Diving Bell and the Butterfly, and most recently at Eternity's Gate, about Van Gogh's life.
Schnabel's work on Gramercy Park Hotel transformed it from a pretty subdued setting to a place where every inch of every room has a sense of craft. It's a testament to the hotel's path. First, as a gathering place for writers and poets, then a regular haunt for pop culture creatives, like musicians playing at Max's Kansas City, and comedians working on the latest season of Saturday Night Live. The rotating collection of paintings, sculptures, and photographs at the Gramercy Park Hotel is the latest chapter of that story.
Right now, we have David LaChapelle photos hanging in Rose Bar, and they're all photos taken between 1996 and 2006, mostly of well-known faces. Yeah. And there was a night when David Beckham came in, and he was sitting right underneath the portrait of himself was taken by David LaChapelle. And then a couple of weeks later, Leonardo DiCaprio was sitting underneath the Leo DiCaprio photo of himself from 1996. I think this is during the time of Romeo and Juliet, Titanic.
That's right.
So it's such a wonderful welcome when you walk into that space of all these colorful faces of New York City. It's a hotel that's always welcomed a lot of writers and musicians and poets and actors and directors.
And during the 70s and 80s, the hotel became especially known for attracting the world's biggest rock stars.
Back in the days, it accommodated extended stays as well. So it became a place where when David Bowie was recording, he would rent out an entire floor for 2 months. Or where Blondie used to live for 3 years, it just became a place that, you know, started attracting creatives. And I think the presence of creatives always attract even more.
For the record, I would love to stay at a hotel for 3 years, and work on my creative work.
It's no longer permitted. Yeah, it's now, is it 28 days or 30 days?
Oh, good to know.
Maximum length of stay. Mm-hmm.
Gramercy Park Hotel is still a go-to for globe-trotting musicians, and the hotel hosts live recording sessions and industry parties. They're showing that staying at a hotel can be more than hospitality. It can also make a direct connection between hospitality and creativity. And I mean direct. While Danielle and I were talking, I noticed this table, also designed by Julian Schnabel, that's made of cast iron and has his thumbprint embedded over and over on the edges of the table to form a very personal trim. In the art world, that table will be priced at $1 million. Here, it's being used to hold a laptop and a coffee. So I wanted to know whether anyone here knows exactly how much art is baked into the hotel design. So I'm going to get really tacky here a little bit. What is the estimated value of all the artworks in this hotel? One had to purchase all of them.
It's hard to say because based on the artist's works that are hanging and based on how much somebody would bid for it really does fluctuate. But I would estimate at any given point of time, it would be about $50 million worth.
Wow. Do the guests that check in here know the value of the art pieces? Not in a monetary way, but like, you know, how important they are or who it's made by as they are walking past them and when they check in?
I think so. A lot of these works are highly recognizable. But even for those who don't and those who are not actually interested in art, the presence of these pieces make this space so much more authentic.
Why does having, you know, art in hotel particularly such an elevated collection like you have here matter?
Gramercy Park Hotel was one of the first hotels to have exhibited such an extensive and well-known collection that is constantly revolving, almost like a museum or a gallery. And it's made art more approachable. Art should be something that should be enjoyed by all, not by only those who can afford it.
Absolutely.
Our concierge does offer scheduled private tours of our art collection, which really is a completely different experience from just kind of seeing it and experiencing it on your own. And there are guests who come in, even regular guests who each time they come in or every other month they come in, they ask for an art tour because they want to be reminded. They want to see new work and ask about which new pieces came in. It's another unique experience that's part of staying at Gramercy Park Hotel.
Yeah.
You don't even get, you know, docent tours when you go into museums or galleries. So it's a really nice experience.
Danielle and I ended our conversation with a glass of wine at the Rose Bar, where Brian Newman's jazz band plays every Tuesday and Thursday night. I was amazed by how much thought goes into every room in this building. So I asked Danielle, who's seen pretty much everything in the Gramercy Park collection, what work personally inspires her the most? What is your favorite room of the hotel, and what is your favorite art piece?
My favorite room in the hotel has to be a small room in Gramercy Terrace on our rooftop private event space called the living room. The color of that room is different from every other room in the hotel. The whole hotel is designed in a Renaissance color palette of rose, jade, and blue. Actually, the color palette of the hotel was inspired by the Renaissance painting of Raphael's. So that color palette continues on throughout the hotel. And that particular room in Gramercy Terrace has this espresso color. It's a much darker room than any other space within the hotel. And it's currently hanging Charming Baker's work. He's an English artist who's known to drill holes in his canvas or shoot it with a canvas to finish it off sometimes.
Shoot it with a gun.
Mm-hmm, with a rifle.
Wow.
He's a painter, he's a sculptor, he's just an incredible artist. And the moment you walk into that room, there's this kind of somber feeling that is dark and romantic and beautiful. It just evokes a different feeling from going into any other space here.
Yeah.
And I hope that, you know, the Charming Baker works would stay up for a while longer so I can enjoy it personally.
That's very cool.
My favorite piece actually has to be the Damien Hirst piece hanging in the lobby. It looks like a stained glass inside a church, maybe, if you see it from a distance, and it fits so beautifully in this Renaissance revival style decor of the lobby.
Absolutely, I agree.
But when you look at it up close, they're all real butterflies that were, you know, caught and put together to create this perfect symmetry. And it's just such an incredible piece.
Wait, that's insane. They're real butterflies?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Some in pairs of fours or eights, just to create that exact symmetry. And that's actually the longest hanging piece in the hotel, probably since 2011.
Where did you, you know, what's your background? Like, how did you end up being such a, you know, art admirer or artist yourself and started working at Gramercy Park?
I always considered art my personal passion. Mm-hmm. It wasn't something I ever imagined to merge with my career. And I had worked in different hotels throughout my career in sales and marketing. And I was working in a corporate environment. And I never imagined coming back into working for what we call an on-property position, working for a single hotel. But when Gramercy Park Hotel called me, I thought, you know, I have to take this meeting. It's my favorite hotel in New York, if not the whole world.
Yeah.
Let me just take a meeting and see. And there's just this feeling you get, you know, when something right, something that is meant to happen happens to you, you just have this feeling.
Yeah.
And I took the job. And 3.5 years later, I'm still here. Every day I'm inspired by the surrounding that I'm working in.
Behind the Design is a podcast by Marriott Bonvoy Traveler. This episode was produced by Narratively Creative. Thanks to Daniel Choi for guiding us through all the artistic layers of the Gramercy Park Hotel. And if you can't make it to Lower Manhattan in person, you can still see the art collection. Check it out at GramercyParkHotel.com. If you enjoyed this episode of Behind the Design, check out another episode called Carpet Design Matters, where we took a deep dive into the most unassuming foundation of the hotel experience. You can hear that story and subscribe to Behind the Design wherever you get your podcasts. You can also read all about hotel design at traveler.marriottbonvoy.com, the online travel magazine where all travel is good travel. We left you a few links in the show notes so you can learn more. I'm your host, Minky Kim. Tune in next time for more stories behind the world's most fascinating hotels.